You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's another SME Thursday, and this week we're taking a look at a very interesting innovation by the guys at VisoPay. They've created a new payment method, and I will let the founder of the business give you more information about that. I'm joined on the line by the founder and CEO at VisoPay, that's Jake Pincus, to take a look at their business. Good evening, Jake. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us about VisoPay.
First of all, thank you for having us on your show. We're really excited to be on the show. So yeah, VisoPay. Essentially, we're a payment wearable company, and we've just brought out Africa's first contactless payment ring that is passive. And what that means is it has no battery, there's no need to charge it, and you can wear it anywhere you go. The device is designed to be waterproof, drop-proof, and for you to take along on your life's adventures.
Now, when we say payment wearables, obviously we are referring to things like payment watches and things. Why did you go with the ring?
So, interesting question. There is a backstory to it. The reason why we chose the ring, though, to launch on, at a later stage, we will be looking at bringing out some other wearables, is because the ring is just different to everything else that's come out in the market thus far. And because it's the smallest part of your body that's in the most convenient place to make a payment, we thought this is something that really will attract attention, because we have already, you know, gone around with our first prototypes and seen how people react to the different payment wearables. And always when they saw the ring making payments, almost like magic, because people struggle to understand how is it possible that this tiny little device can make a payment. And the first question always is, you know, there must be a battery in there, there must be something. And it's just magic, you know, and I think that's the greatest way to start our launch, to get a lot of attention to what we're trying to bring to the payment space.
Mm. So Jake, take me through the tech. Is it NFC? How does it actually function? Because I want to look at the mechanism, but then also the security of the payment.
Of course, security is always the biggest question, especially for South Africans. So the tech is NFC chip inside. It's got encrypted applets on it. It is Visa and MasterCard approved. And we use a process called tokenization, which for those who don't know what that is, it's the same as Samsung or Google Pay, the way that they use their technology. To explain that and to try to dumb it down, it essentially means we assign a Visa or MasterCard token to the ring, and your card credentials are never actually stored directly on the wearable. So the wearable acts like a bank card wrapped around your finger, but your credentials are never there. It's hidden by a token. So it makes it even more secure than a standard bank card, that your credentials are not only written on the card with your CVV and your actual card number. It is possible to skim Magstripe or chips, whereas with ours, it's a token. So if it were to be, someone tries to skim your data, what they would receive is a random string of data, which is a token.
Very, very interesting right there. I'm always keen to find out about these sorts of things, especially where they relate to these technological advancements here. Jake, when we look at security now, the next step around that is, if I lose the ring, does any of my data, or do I need to do anything? Do I need to block anything? So if I lose my bank card, I know the procedure I need to follow. Is there a similar procedure if I lose my ring, or do I just replace the ring and get a new token linked?
Exactly. So that is the beauty of it, that if you lose your ring, of course, the first thing you can do is pause it in the app, which means that the ring itself is essentially locked. And if whoever has your ring, if they do, or if you just lost it, it means the ring is essentially rendered useless. And because I explained that there's a token stored in it, there is no details for them to steal once you lock your ring. On top of that, you can, of course, contact your bank or contact us, and your card can be stopped or your ring can be locked.
Can I link more than one card to the same ring?
A very good question. For the launch, it's only going to be one card per ring to start. But at a later stage, we will be looking at having more functionality and be able to switch between different cards or different banks and such.
So we've got the tech stuff out the way. Let's get into the interesting stuff. You've got very, very interesting price points on these rings. Take me through them.
Of course. So because the rings range from such... We have three different ranges. We've got the X range, which is our more base range. And then we've got the classic range in the middle and the signature range at the top. And, you know, that range is anywhere from 2,500 rand up to 35 grand on the top end. And the reason why there's such a price discrepancy, of course, is because there's actual real gold or real silver in the Classic and the Signature. So we got all the way up to 18 karat gold on the Signature range. So obviously the value of the gold itself increases the price there. And also, of course, it is a premium product and it is targeted those for the launch, at least. At a later stage, we do intend to bring out a more mass market product. But for the launch, it is a premium set of rings, should we say.
Take me through the launch. How do people get hold of the product? Can people order online? Is there going to be a launch event? How do people that want to check out the ring get to see the ring?
So I'd say currently we're in a soft launch because we are currently in the process of speaking to major banks in South Africa. So we're in a soft launch right now. Customers can show their interest. They can go on our website and they can reserve a ring. We're not charging anything up front for the reservations. We are running a very special for the first 1,000 rings. We are going to announce a special limited edition ring for the first 1,000 people that reserve. But right now it's more just to educate the public, tell them this is coming. This is the next best thing, you know, to hit the market in the payment space. At least we believe so. And as we onboard banks, we will actively update the public as to which customers can use it. And of course, if you are with a different bank and we onboard another bank, you could always open an account with that bank to use the device if you really love it, or wait for our update.
What is that website? What are those website details? Where do we find you on socials? And how do we sort of go through the pre-order process? I imagine that's just on the website, clicking on the ring you want, or explore the rings. What's the actual website details?
100%. So it's visopay.com. And on the website, we have a lot of marketing content and you can see the different ranges, and it acts like a normal e-commerce store. But upon checkout, you're just reserving. It's not going to charge you anything. And feel free to also message us on our chat, hit us up with some questions. Our team is there to you know, speak to the public about anything they want to chat about.
Jake, you mentioned that this obviously you're looking at a couple of banks and then you're going to integrate with the more banks and all of that. You are not running any of the services yourself. You're just the contact point or the link between the two, almost like a card issuer of sorts, similar to Visa and MasterCard. Is that the case, or are you going to be offering things beyond that, wallet services, banking services, or is that further down the line?
So I wouldn't say we like Visa and MasterCard. Thank you for that comparison, though. They are essentially the forefront of everything in the back end of payments, but we do work with Visa and MasterCard. Would I say that we're issuing cards? We don't issue cards. We are basically we built a technology that can bridge between banks and wearables and allow users from banks to be able to access this technology, kind of like a Google wallet. So Google themselves is not issuing any cards. Samsung Wallet is not issuing it. It's just providing a service to make payments more convenient for customers and something innovative for people within the banking world, if you know what I mean, which is everybody. It's to eliminate the pain point of everyday payments without ever having to pull out your phone. It doesn't demand any screen time, and the freedom that it gives you is to be able to just go out and know that you've always got the ability to make a payment no matter what situation you're left in. And I can tell you, so I myself wore this device when I was traveling out by the coast, and the ability to be able to leave my phone in the room and not have to worry about, you know, checking messages and just to be able to connect with the world around me and leave my wallet behind felt truly free. I could swim, I could do whatever I want and immediately go somewhere and buy. So this is appealing to people who want to free themselves to connect with what's around them.
Well, I can certainly identify with that. I, for one, have had many occasions where I've walked into a store, realized my wallet is in the car and have had to go back or use the virtual card. So this is certainly an innovation that I welcome. Very interesting to see such a technological advancement come through. Congratulations to you and the team. We look forward to seeing the official product once it hits the market. And good luck to the VezoPay team. If you want to get hold of the product,
it's
VezoPay.com. Thank you so much, Jake, for those insights. That's Jake Pincus, who was the founder and CEO at VezoPay, joining me to tell us about their business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.